A new chapter in the story of the Medellin drug cartel is playing out in federal court in Miami with the trial of Fabio Ochoa, one of the cartel's founding members. The evidence against Ochoa is mostly from other cartel members who are testifying for the government in exchange for lighter sentences. Alan Tomlinson reports.
It seemed we'd heard the last of the Medellin cartel when its most notorious drug lord, Pablo Escobar, was gunned down by Colombian police 10 years ago. The cartel disintegrated and its surviving leaders went to jail, though some cut deals in Colombia for sentences as short as 5 years. One of these was Fabio Ochoa. He's one of three brothers who were not the most widely known of the cartel leaders, but according to Tom Cash, a former DEA bureau chief in Miami who spent years pursuing them, they were its brains.
The Ochoas were the smartest and the most business-oriented wing, and they didn't have a mania for publicity.
Fabio Ochoa says he went quietly back to legitimate business after getting out of jail. But when Colombian police planted a room bug in the headquarters of a new drug ring that was smuggling 30 tons of cocaine a month, Ochoa turned up on the surveillance tapes. He was arrested with 30 others and extradited to Miami, where he now finds himself the only defendant on trial. The others have agreed to testify for the government against him for reduced jail time. And that, says Tom Cash, is both the strength and the weakness of this kind of case.
The people that you're going to put on the witness stand in a trial against Fabio Ochoa are not attendees on a regular basis in the National Cathedral. They do not go to church. They are not family people as a general rule. His conviction is not a sure thing.
His point was quickly underlined when the government's star witness took the stand. Alejandro Bernal was the head of the drug ring and described Ochoa as an investor and advisor. But the government is depending on Bernal for much more than this. The only hard evidence against Ochoa is his voice captured on tape by the room bug planted in Bernal's office. And the government has used Bernal himself to help translate and make sense of the taped conversations, which are poorly recorded in a noisy room full of people. Under cross-examination, Bernal was caught in error after error in his version of what was being said. Ochoa's defense team is trying to characterize him as a man who'd say anything to earn a reduced sentence. Eric Sterling is president of the Washington-based Criminal Justice Policy Foundation. He says it's hardly surprising that plea bargains with criminals lead to dubious testimony.
You've got essentially one shot to get out of prison, and that is if you make the case the government wants you to make. And that's a terribly corrupting position to be in. The choice is go to prison for a very, very long time or tell the story you think the government wants the jury to hear. And that's a very powerful incentive to shade the truth, if not to lie outright.
As a former aide to Congress, Sterling helped draft the 1986 Drug Act, which mandates tough sentences for narcotics crimes, leaving prosecutors, not judges, with the authority to offer lesser sentences to cooperating informants. In their crusade against drug traffickers, Sterling says prosecutors across the country often turn a blind eye to perjured testimony.
There is a conviction that the defendants are guilty. We know that they're guilty, and if they're convicted on perjured testimony, I don't think anybody's losing any sleep over that.
Former Miami DEA Chief Cash says the government has little choice in the kind of people it puts on the stand at drug trials.
Absent some witnesses testifying, you can just throw up your hands and say there's nothing you can do about crime. So your choices, to me, are sort of slim and none.
He says the only witnesses who know who did what inside a drug ring are the conspirators themselves. At the end of what is likely to be a month-long trial, a Miami jury will decide whether the testimony against Fabio Ochoa is true or false. Alan Tomlinson, NPR News, Miami.